There is a category of decision in flying that pilots call go or no-go. You do it before you ever get in the airplane. You look at the weather, the airplane, the route, your own sleep last night, the airport you are landing at, and the wind. You decide before you start the engine whether the airplane is flying today. You do not decide it on the runway. You do not decide it after takeoff. You decide it on the ground, with your coffee, with your charts, while there is still time to be wrong cheaply. That decision tree, the go or no-go, has a threshold. If conditions are above the threshold, you fly. If conditions are below, you do not. You do not negotiate with the threshold mid-flight. Property managers have a similar threshold. It's called the not-to-exceed limit on a maintenance work order. ARG's number is $500. Below $500, the vendor goes, the work happens, the owner sees the bill on the next statement. Above $500, the work pauses for owner approval with a written bid. That number is not arbitrary. It is not a comfort number. It is a math-based decision threshold. And today we are walking through why it lives where it does, why ARG raised it from 250 this past April to 500 today, and why it is not going to 1,000 anytime soon. This is Runways and Rent Rolls, the flight plan for serious property operators. Welcome aboard. Let me start with the audience. This episode is talking to Larry, the accidental landlord, the guy who owns 1 to 4 single-family rentals and is figuring out the operator's job in real time. And it is talking to Patricia, the portfolio building investor, 3 to 8 properties, 2 to 4 acquisitions a year, building towards something bigger. Both of them have an interest in how the standing maintenance authority on their property is structured. Both of them think about the question differently, and both of them are losing money in different ways when the threshold is set wrong. So why does ARG pre-approve maintenance up to $500 without calling the owner? Reason 1. Speed of resolution. California Habitability Law, California Civil Code Section 1941.1, and the warranty of habitability that comes through the Green v. Superior Court line of cases puts a real obligation on the landlord. A unit needs running water. It needs working plumbing. It needs a functional refrigerator if one was provided. It needs heat. It needs a roof that does not leak. The landlord does not get to wait 3 days to call back the tenant on a habitability ticket because the property manager could not reach the owner for approval. A water heater fails on a Friday night. The tenant does not have hot water for the weekend. The plumber needs to go on Saturday morning. The vendor invoice is going to land somewhere between $300 and $700, depending on the unit. Without a standing authority, the property manager is making a phone call to the owner at 9 p.m. on a Friday, and the work waits until Saturday afternoon at the earliest. With a $500 standing authority, the dispatch happens, the work happens, the tenant has hot water by Saturday at noon. That is the difference between a habitability complaint that closes inside 24 hours and one that becomes a tenant retention problem, a small claims problem, or in the worst case, a habitability action. Reason 2. Tenant retention math. Sacramento turnovers, as we walked through last week, run a real cost. Lost rent, holding costs, make ready burn. The vacancy triangle. A tenant who feels heard, whose maintenance tickets close fast, whose calls do not go to voicemail on a Friday night while a fridge is leaking, that tenant renews. A tenant who has been handheld through a 60-hour wait for a $400 repair while the property manager played phone tag with the owner. That tenant gives notice the next time their lease comes up. The cost of one preventable turnover, in our experience on Sacramento single-family turnovers, runs $5,000 to $9,000 in lost rent and make-ready combined. The cost of 100 fast-resolved sub-$500 maintenance tickets across a calendar year on a portfolio of 3 or 4 properties might be $12,000. $12,000 of small fixes, on the books, transparent on owner statements, prevents one turnover. That is a positive trade by a wide margin. The math is on ARG's side every time, which is why the rule exists. Reason 3. Owner statement reconciliation. ARG's owner statements drop on the 10th, 15th, 20th, and 25th of every month. The whole point of a clean statement cadence is that the owner sees what happened in their property without having to chase. a property manager who is calling the owner for every $280 dishwasher repair and every $330 garbage disposal swap, is not adding value. That property manager is just transferring the operator's job back to the owner. Patricia, 3 properties in, 4 properties on the way, does not want to be approving $50 smoke detector replacements while she is on a flight to look at her next acquisition. Larry, 1 property, doing this for the first time, does not want to be the guy who has to make the call on whether a faucet repair is worth $250 at 10 p.m. on a Tuesday. Both of them benefit from a property manager who has a calibrated standing authority and uses it. Reason 4, and this is the one where the lending arm comes in. ARG also runs a business purpose private lending operation through the River City Investments side. Hard money to other investors and operators on short holds, fix and flip, bridge financing for acquisitions inside the ARG investor network. When a borrower is running a project that involves an existing tenant or a vacancy turnover under a hold strategy, the speed of maintenance resolution shows up in the project model. A property held under a 6-month bridge loan with cash flow assumed from a place tenant that cannot afford a maintenance bottleneck where every minor repair waits 96 hours for owner approval. The capital cost on the bridge does not pause for slow operations. So the lending side of ARG has a strong interest in seeing the property management side run a calibrated authority threshold. It protects everyone in the capital stack. Now, why 500 and not 250? 250 was the ARG number before this past April. It was set in a different cost environment. Sacramento vendor labor rates, materials costs, parts replacement costs, all of those have moved. A garbage disposal that used to be a $180 repair all in is now $290. A water heater service call that used to land at $220 is now closer to $360. A faucet replacement on a routine kitchen sink with the labor and the parts is sitting at $270. The $250 threshold was hitting more and more of the standard repairs above the cap, which meant the property manager was calling the owner for routine tickets, which meant the owner was getting interrupted constantly, which meant the system that was supposed to run on a calibrated authority threshold was not actually running. Gary's directive this past April was to raise the number to 500, recalibrate against current Sacramento vendor cost data, and let the operators do the operator's job under the higher threshold without unnecessary owner interruptions. So why not 1,000? Because at 1,000, the property manager is making decisions that meaningfully change the owner statement in a single line. A $1,000 item is no longer a routine repair. It is starting to overlap with the small CapEx zone. A $1,000 item is also approaching the size where, if the property manager picks the wrong vendor or the wrong repair scope, the owner has a legitimate gripe. 500 is the calibrated zone where the operator can move fast on the routine, the owner sees a clean statement, the tenant gets fast resolution, and nothing on a single ticket is large enough to materially change the property's economics for the month. 1,000 is past that line, so the threshold stays at 500 unless and until cost data tells ARG it should move again. There is one carve-out, habitability emergencies. A burst pipe at 2 a.m. does not wait for the $500 threshold or the owner's approval. ARG dispatches the emergency, stops the damage, and reconciles the cost on the next owner statement with the photos and the documentation. Habitability law in California does not give the operator the option to wait. The whole point of the standing authority is that the property manager has the calibrated trust to act without burning 20 minutes finding the owner first. Larry, the takeaway is this. The $500 rule is not ARG's permission to spend your money. It is ARG's commitment to keep your tenant happy without dragging you into every Tuesday night dishwasher decision. Your statement still shows the bill. Your statement still shows the vendor. The rule just means the work happens fast and the cost lands clean. Patricia, the takeaway is this. As your portfolio grows, the standing authority is one of the operational levers that lets the portfolio scale. A property manager who has to call you for every $300 item is a property manager who does not actually scale. a property manager with a calibrated $500 threshold, transparent vendor accounting, and clean statement cadence reconciliation is the only kind of property manager you can keep adding properties to without your time getting hijacked. If you want Gary to walk through your current property's maintenance posture, your statement cadence, and whether the way your existing manager handles the threshold is actually serving you, the runway sign on the page below this episode says property, and that is where you click through to book a free 30-minute consultation. Bring your last 12 months of work orders, and we will walk them. And if you are ever interested in becoming a pilot yourself, do not hesitate to reach out. The thresholds in flying are not that different from the thresholds in property management. They are both about making the call before you need to make it. You have been listening to Runways and Rent Rolls, where altitude meets asset management, the flight plan for serious property operators. Until next week, fly the panel.